Depending on what you choose as the start date, this week we commemorate the one-year anniversary of the beginning of the global pandemic. A year of struggle, a year of division, civil uprisings and protests, political unrest, historic winter storms, many other forms of loss. And so it seems a bit ironic that we begin Mass on this fourth Sunday of Lent with the words, "Rejoice, Jerusalem, and all who love her. Be joyful, all who are in mourning. Exult and be satisfied at her consoling breast." It was no less ironic when Father David and I said these words last year as we celebrated the first of many Sunday Masses with no one in the pews. What a difference a year makes. They say it's only been a year, but I'm not convinced. It seems a lot longer. But after all that we've been through this last year, despite the darkness that's surrounded us at times, our scriptures tell us today that if we look at the events of the past year with the eyes of faith, trusting in the goodness of God and keeping our hearts focused on what is truly most important, then we can see the light of Christ penetrating through every darkness. And we discover, or perhaps rediscover, our greatest reason to rejoice. Today we return to the Gospel of John and we hear the story of Jesus opening the eyes of a man who was born blind. The overall point of the story is that Jesus, the Son of Man and the Son of God, has the power to heal the blind man and to restore both his physical and spiritual sight. He is the divine Messiah who came to save us and to heal us. He is the one who helps us to see God clearly and not only recognize him for who he truly is, but also to be able to see him at work in our own lives. This gospel passage is very rich in meaning. Let's take just a few moments to look at some of the details of the story in light of the context in which we now hear them. First of all, the man's friends and the people around him thought that his blindness was due to sin, either his or his parents'. In their minds, it had to be somebody's fault that he was blind. But Jesus is quick to correct them in telling them that the blindness is not a result of anyone's sin. Instead, God has allowed this man's blindness so that the works of God might be made visible through him. Let's stop right there and pause for a moment. Consider what Jesus just said. First, he acknowledges that not every bad thing that happens, including physical disabilities or illnesses, is a direct result of someone's sin. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. And you and I know that all too well in our own lives. It's one of those mysteries that we can't fully understand this side of heaven, and yet our hearts continue to struggle to look for a reason why something bad was allowed to happen to us, to someone we love, or to the world around us. I admit that I have looked at my own life at times and wondered why God allowed some of the things to happen that he did. Why couldn't he have done it differently? Why couldn't he have saved me and everyone else all of that pain? And yet over the years, the more time that I spend in prayer asking God to let me see the events of my life and the world around me as he sees them, I realize that my perspective slowly begins to change. while I still don't see everything clearly, I can begin to see where God was at work in my life in ways that I hadn't seen before, because I was blind to it. Whether it was my pride, my ego, my lack of faith, my inability to trust, my stubbornness, my arrogance, or whatever else, I didn't see the world around me, other people, or even myself as God sees me. And therefore, I was judging myself, others, and God without ever truly seeing what God was doing in my life. And even now, sometimes in my sinfulness, I still do. And so over time, I've really come to appreciate that line that we heard in our first reading. Not as man sees, does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. I could only see the events of my life on a very superficial level, and could only see myself and others as I saw them, not as God saw them. And so I was quick to judge. I was blind to the ways in which God continued to be at work in my life, despite the hardships, the struggles, the loss, etc. And yet today we're reminded that if we look at the people around us, the events of the world, and even look at ourselves with the eyes of faith, if we ask God to heal our blindness and to give us the grace to see as He sees, then we can begin to see the goodness that God desires to bring from every situation. We can begin to trust and believe that all things really do work for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Our eyes will be opened and we'll see the light of Christ that shines through every darkness. And we'll begin to see ourselves as God sees us, as His beloved sons and daughters, as children of the light, not of the darkness. We'll see ourselves as children who are not only meant to receive the light of Christ for ourselves, but also a people who are called to take that light out into the world, so that all of us might see God at work in our lives, be convinced of His love for us, trust His plan for our salvation, and learn to say with clear eyes and full hearts, "I do believe, Lord. I was blind, but now I see." And that, my friends, that sense of hope, peace, faith, and trust in the goodness of God, and the ability to see Him at work in our lives, no matter what's going on in our hearts or the world around us, is our reason for rejoicing. This day and every day.